Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more calm and a whole lot less chaos. Today's topic is something we all struggle with. This pesky negative thoughts and emotions that seem to cling onto us like barnacles on a ship. Ever feel like your mind is just a constant loop of what-ifs and should-haves? You know that feeling when you wake up already stressed about the day before it even begins. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there was a way to loosen those grips, to let go of those negative vibes, and step into a more peaceful state of mind? Well, buckle up, because today, we're diving deep into the world of Stoicism, an ancient philosophy that, trust me, is incredibly relevant in our modern, fast-paced lives. Stoics understood that life throws curveballs, it's inevitable. But they also knew that how we react to those curveballs is what truly matters. They taught us to focus on what we can control, our thoughts and actions, and let go of the things we can't. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you start letting go of those negative thoughts and emotions. 1. Acknowledge and accept. The first step is acknowledging those negative thoughts when they pop up. Don't try to suppress them or pretend they don't exist, just notice them like a passing cloud in the sky. Remember, thoughts are just thoughts, they're not facts. By accepting them without judgment, you take away their power over you. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Once you've acknowledged those pesky thoughts, start asking yourself some tough questions. Is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, when we challenge our negative thoughts, we realize they're based on assumptions or distortions rather than reality. 3. Focus on the present moment. The Stoics were big on living in the present moment. They believe that dwelling on the past or worrying about the future only creates unnecessary stress and anxiety. When you find yourself caught up in negative thoughts, gently guide your attention back to the here and now. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, or feel right at this very moment? 4. Practice gratitude. This one is a game changer. Focusing on the things you're grateful for can shift your perspective from negativity to positivity. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. These small moments of gratitude can make a big difference in your overall outlook. 5. Cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all have negative thoughts and emotions from time to time, it's human nature. Instead of beating yourself up when these feelings arise, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, minding your own business, when suddenly someone bumps into you, spilling their coffee all over your new shirt. Your immediate reaction? Probably anger, frustration, maybe even a little panic. But here's where Stoicism comes in. Instead of letting that negativity take over, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the situation, okay, this is frustrating. Challenge your thoughts, is it really worth getting upset over a spilled cup of coffee? And focus on what you can control, cleaning up the mess and moving forward with grace. See? Letting go isn't about ignoring your feelings, it's about acknowledging them, understanding the source, and choosing how you respond. Remember folks, mastering this isn't about becoming a robotic Zen master overnight. It takes practice, patience, and a willingness to be kind to yourself along the way. But trust me, the journey is worth it. Imagine waking up each day feeling more grounded, centered, and capable of facing whatever life throws your way. That's the power of letting go. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing these Stoic principles today. Let those negative thoughts drift by like leaves on a stream, and embrace the calm amidst the chaos. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of peace in their life. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.